On Widener University Week, even elite athletes have been adversely affected by COVID-19. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dawn Gulick, professor of physical therapy, discusses a tool to help them get back to competing again.
The COVID-19 pandemic impacted individuals, families, and communities everywhere. Among the groups impacted most by the virus was competitive athletes. Widespread closures meant that competitions were put on hold while the world addressed the growing pandemic. When it came time to slowly return to adjusted routines, face covering guidelines, while necessary, made it challenging to practice and compete in a state of high intensity. As a medical provider, educator, and mother of a professional cyclist, we wanted to develop a tool that could help athletes return to competition. In collaboration with my daughter and engineers from Singularis Solutions, we did just that with the creation of the Achieve Mask. The goal was to build a device so that athletes could safely train and be able to have some semblance of normalcy back in their lives. A return to exercise not only keeps them physically healthy, but it's a major contributor to maintaining their psychological well-being. Unlike other face masks, the Achieve Mask was created with a unique and flexible nose bridge through repurposing a material similar to a SAM splint, a foam-coated soft aluminum used to treat sports injuries. This contoured feature, along with antimicrobial moisture-wicking fabric, creates a comfortable fit without impeding breathing. We produced the versatile mask in two versions worn by athletes who compete with and without a helmet. We made the mask available on eBay. As society was in the midst of a pandemic, innovations like the Achieve Mask helped us to return to our everyday lives safely.
That was Dawn Gulick of Widener University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.